Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Ledger Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Please go to MyPillow.com and enter Ledger in the promo code box for up to 66% off. That's MyPillow.com and enter LEDGER in the promo code box. The Ledger Report is also brought to you by Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com/ledger for a natural homeopathic way to relieve nagging chronic pain. Or call 833-425-7246. 833-425-7246 for Relief Factor pain relief. And by Beverly Hills Precious Metals Exchange. Inflation is going through the roof. Graham Ledger owns gold and silver, and you should consider it too. Go to bh-pm.com, bh-pm.com, or call 866-3-GOLD-25, 866-3-GOLD-25 for Beverly Hills Precious Metals Exchange. Thank you.
All right, Mr. News.
Hit it!
Next on the Ledger Report, legal tools for you, for the 170 million Novavax strong Americans and all Americans who believe in liberty. Stand by. The doors to the newsroom are locked and the PC police are not getting in, so sit back and relax as we unfold this edition of the Ledger Report.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. And in San Diego, one anchorman was more man than the rest. His name was
Graham Ledger.
Everybody's taking notes, buddy. Keep that little smug.
We know who you are.
We know who you are.
You can leave freely.
We know who you are.
But we will find you, and we know
you will never be allowed in public again. You will never be allowed. You'll never let it be allowed in public again.
I know who you are. I know who you are. Let him out. Let's let him out.
Stop tape. The angst of these parents is palpable. And, you know, I don't care how you interpret what they say. I assume they're saying what they're saying within a constitutional legal sense. We know where you are. We know where you live. We know where you work. That's, you know, you can take that as a veiled threat. I don't care. We're living in unprecedented times. These parents are trying to defend their children. These parents are trying to defend their children's right to breathe. These parents are trying to defend their children's right to go to school without being forced to take an experimental jab in the arm. And I'm worried, I'm very worried right now, because I think the FDA is on a fast track to take the emergency use authorization off and not make it experimental anymore. And that's when we hit a whole new realm. And this is where we're going to have to kind of, we're going to have to be prepared for it now, ladies and gentlemen. So forget about the argument. And I know we can make that argument right now that it's an experimental medical device. It's not approved by the FDA. But you can see the train coming down the tracks on this one. The FDA and the CDC and the swamp are all going to collude. And they're going to say, hey, we're going to fast track and make this no longer an emergency use authorization. We're going to make it 100% legitimate. And then that green lights anyone, any organization, any employer, any governmental group, any governmental operation, any government at any level. Frankly, it could allow your friends to mandate that you have this jab, this mRNA jab that we know is a spike protein that affects not only supposedly insulating you against the Wuhan coronavirus, but affects your DNA. And the adverse effects keep piling up, they keep mounting. We know that the adverse effect in the VAR system is somewhere around 12,000, sometimes somewhere between 12,000 and 1.2 million. Why is Graham Ledger saying that outlandish number and that wide swath? Because we know that the VAR system is complicated as hell, and it's kludgy, as my buddy would say. It's not easy to use, and it takes a long time for a doctor to go in there and fill it in. That's why there's only about a 1% compliance rate. So we have 12,000 documented deaths from the vaccine, so-called, with the Wuhan coronavirus. If it's only 1% reporting, you do the math. You do the numbers, CDC. It's your frickin' website. I am getting very, very upset and concerned about what I read in the mainstream media and what I read on social media. There is a clear division in this country, and I don't care whether you've had a vaccine, okay? You done that, that's your choice. But if you are a patriot, if you care about constitutional liberty, then you're in the same group as the people who don't want to get the vaccine, so-called, okay? We're all in the group together. Don't let the fact that you had the vaccine let you fall on the Joe Biden side. Let you fall on the side of the people who are trying to force vaccinations on innocent Americans. You made a choice. You're still listening to me. I respect your choice. I don't agree with it, given all the information. I, God help you. And I hope I'm wrong. I swear I hope I'm wrong, because I have family members who have participated in this great medical experiment. But there's clearly a dividing line in this country between people who get it, I'm not just talking the shot, but get what constitutional liberty and choice is all about and what the Declaration of Independence is all about, and the people who don't. The people who don't get it get the jab. The people who get the jab and go out there and claim to be so virtuous when they're cowards, ladies and gentlemen, they are cowards. You go out and you get the jab because you're thinking that you're helping society and you're smarter than everybody else. Well, I have some information that's going to counter that. Before I dive too deep into this, and again, this edition of the Ledger Report is all about giving you tools, and I'm going to give you tools to fight, okay? Again, you've had the vaccine, you need to fight with those who haven't. You need to fight shoulder to shoulder with those who haven't, because the people who have not had the vaccine by choice are under attack, ladies and gentlemen. So if you've had the vaccine, you need to fight shoulder to shoulder with those who have not had the vaccine on their constitutional choice to not get jabbed with the so-called vaccine. This is a very important message. Do not let the Marxist left divide Americans who are constitutional, who are conservative, who care about liberty and our God-given rights. Do not let them divide those who have gotten the jab against the same group who care about liberty and the Constitution who have not gotten the jab. We need to stick together, okay? It's very important on this one, because the left is trying to divide us. Yeah, they're dividing the country into two tiers, those who have had the jab and who have not had the jab. And it's about an equal number. By my calculation, 170 million Americans have not had the jab. That's a large number. That's somewhere around half, slightly more than half. I don't know what numbers to believe. But I do know that the number they're throwing out there is 160 million Americans who have at least one jab, okay? But the crucial point here is that we need to stick together as patriotic, constitutional, liberty-loving Americans, whether we've had the jab or not, okay? Have I made myself clear? I hope so. Next, I want to go into the tools of how we protect ourselves. You know, you people who have had the jab, you're going to be forced to wear a mask still. So does that make any sense to you whatsoever? I mean, honestly, does it make any sense to you that you've had a so-called vaccine, but you still got to wear a mask and you can still contract the virus? What kind of a vaccine is that? You've had a TB vaccine. You've had polio. Are you worried about being exposed to polio? Are you worried about getting the polio disease? Are you worried about getting TB? I'm not. So why would you, if you ostensibly get a vaccine for the Wuhan coronavirus, be worried about still getting the disease? It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling to me that people are out there accepting this nonsense. You talk about science? That's not science. That's science fiction. That's an insult to any thinking American. This program is brought to you by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Put Ledger in the promo code box. It's also brought to you by Relief Factor. Call 833-425-7246. And also brought to you by Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Have you seen where inflation's going, ladies and gentlemen? You have to tell them Graham Ledger sent you, okay? 866-3-GOLD-25, 866-3-GOLD-25. Whether you want to own gold in an ETF or hard money and stick it in your safe, or they can find storage for you, by the way, if you want to buy gold bars or silver. You want to buy silver coins? I own physical and electronic. 866-3-GOLD-25. Tell them Graham Ledger. Got to tell them Graham Ledger sent you. Otherwise, you won't get the Graham Ledger effect. I want to play another soundbite here. This is from a Dr. Dan Stock, and he's testing. You may have seen this. I shortened it a little bit just for some highlights. This is a very smart guy. He's a doctor. This is his job to talk about things like this, these airborne diseases, okay? This is his job. And he's trying to let the school board in Mount Vernon know that there's a problem with what they are talking about, mandating vaccines, mandating masks. Roll tape.
I'm actually a functional family medicine physician. That means I am specially trained in immunology and inflammation regulation. And everything being recommended by the CDC and the State Board of Health is actually contrary to all the rules of science. So things you should know about coronavirus and all other respiratory viruses, they are spread by aerosol particles, which are small enough to go through every mask, by the way. So the reason you can't do this is because you're trying to do something which has already been tried and can't be done. Equally important is that vaccination changes none of this, especially with this vaccine. And I would hope this board would start asking itself, before it considers taking the advice of the CDC, the NIH, and the State Board of Health, why we are doing things about this that we didn't do for the common cold, influenza, or respiratory syncytial virus. And then ask yourself, why is a vaccine that is supposedly so effective having a breakout in the middle of the summer when respiratory viral syndromes don't do that? No vaccine prevents you from getting infection. You get infected, you shed pathogen. This is especially true of viral respiratory pathogens. You just don't get symptomatic from it. So you cannot stop spread. You cannot make these numbers that you've planned on get better by doing any of the things you're doing, because that is the nature of viral respiratory pathogens. And you can't prevent it with a vaccine because they don't do the very thing you're wanting them to do. And you will be chasing this the remainder of your life until you recognize that the Center for Disease Control and the Indiana State Board of Health are giving you very bad scientific guidance, that people who have recovered from COVID-19 infection actually get no benefit from vaccination at all, no reduction in symptoms, no reduction in hospitalization, and suffer 2 to 4 times the rate of side effects if they are subsequently vaccinated. Therefore, the policies that you are basing on are totally counterfactual.
Stop tape. Okay, so here we have a smart guy as a doctor, another one who's actually speaking up. And I want to remind my friends who post things after they talk to an ER doc, and the ER doc says, get the vaccine, so-called. I want to remind my friends that doctors are political too. And doctors can be as political as Nancy Pelosi. Does this guy sound political to you? Or does he sound reasonable? Does he sound like an expert? Does he sound like somebody who knows what he's talking about and does this for a living? That masks do nothing. And if we could stop the spread of the cold and flu with a mask or a vaccine, we would have done it a long time ago. We can't. The flu shot is meted out every season in a new form because you can't stop the flu. This is his point. You can't stop a virus from being a virus. And the other side of this equation is you shouldn't stop a human being from being a human being. That's what he's saying without saying it. And the important thing, maybe the most important thing he said, is that the vaccine, so-called this one in particular, doesn't stop you from getting infected. It doesn't stop you from getting infected. So if you had 100% compliance, 100% of the population gets the vaccine, so-called, you're still going to spread the virus. You're still going to spread the virus. And we know that this so-called vaccine doesn't work that well. I'm going to get into that in just a minute. But first, I want to go to Los Angeles. No, you don't want to go to Los Angeles. Okay, in our minds, we're going to go to Los Angeles. We're going to envision all the bums. They're not homeless. They're bums. They're vagrants. They're losers on the streets of Los Angeles and Venice Beach. This out of Los Angeles. LA is going to require, the LA City Council voted 13-0 to create vaccination requirements for indoor public spaces. Now, when they say public, they're not talking courthouses. They're not talking government buildings. They're talking restaurants. They're talking movie theaters, concert venues, gyms. Basically, everywhere a human being goes. Los Angeles is creating a so-called vaccine passport here, ladies and gentlemen. We must stand up to this tyranny. And again, I'm going to give you tools in a moment. Let's go to Austin, another place you probably don't want to go. I know a lot of people like Austin, but it's liberal hell. And it's on a fast track to becoming California-ized, if it isn't already. You tell me, you folks who live in Austin. Austin and Dallas school boards implement new mask mandates, contravening Governor Abbott's ban. And then in Florida, where you do want to go, Florida school board votes to keep mask mandate. Now, on these stories, they're talking about for children. And this is what this doctor is talking about, that masks do nothing, that getting a so-called vaccination for the Wuhan coronavirus does nothing. Yet here we are. We have the two largest cities, Los Angeles and New York, two largest cities in this country now saying, hey, you can't function as an American citizen. You have no liberty to participate in what everybody else is participating in because you choose not to be jabbed. This is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, that we're living in this moment in time. It's right there on page 155 of 1984. People have asked me before, where is it that you're quoting in 1984? It's the paperback edition, so I'm not sure about the hardcover, okay? But you go in the paperback edition, it's all I could afford. Page 155, it's right there. Up is down and down is up. Every street is being renamed. Every statue is being torn down. The only thing that matters is the present. And the present is right now the Marxists are trying to dominate our lives. Remember, we patriotic Americans who, whether you've had the jab or not, you know, in fact, the patriotic Americans who have had the jab is more than 170 million, right? So we have 170 million patriotic Americans who have not had the jab. And then X amount of those who have had the jab are patriotic Americans. They just made a calculated gamble. Let's put it that way. So maybe there's 200 million Americans who are patriotic. 170 million not had the jab. Maybe 30 million, maybe 40 million, maybe 50 million who have had the jab but still patriotic. And maybe they regret it. There's a hell of a lot of vaccine remorse out there. But I'll tell you one thing. This is completely 100% discriminatory, what's happening in this republic right now over this so-called vaccine. And the Marxist left loves it because it's pitting American against American. It's creating a two-tier system. And they're hoping, again, to pit patriotic conservative Americans against each other, those who have had the vaccine, so-called, and those who have not. Don't let them do it. You got the vaccine. I do care. I do care about your health. I do care about shaking your hand and it shedding to me because there is a lot of evidence about that. I don't want to get lost in the weeds on that one. But there is evidence of shedding, ladies and gentlemen, and we got to be careful about that and we have to be honest about it, okay? Shake your hand, I'm taking a risk. I am. But we got to stick together. I'll take that risk. It's worth it to me. But you look at New York's mandate. and how it'll affect black people. And again, I don't like the identity politics, but you know how the Marxist left is. They're so concerned about identity politics. Headline out of Breitbart, New York's Jim Crow, they're calling the Jim Crow vaccine passport, will deny service to 72% of young black residents. Can I repeat that? It is Jim Crow. It's not necessarily meant to be that way, per se. It's meant to force the 72% of young blacks to get the vaccine, to herd them in there like cattle. Shut up, line up, and get the jab. Just shut up, line up, and get the jab. So you're hearing on social media all the time, shut up, line up, and just get the jab. Arnold Schwarzenegger, go to hell. I don't even want to waste time talking about you. Go to hell, Arnold. You look like crap anyway. 72% of young people in New York will not be able to participate in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If that's not a lawsuit waiting to happen, I don't know what is. All right, so I'm going to continue to build the case here before I get into the solution. I hope you stick with me on this, okay? Because some of these sound bites you need to hear. And the next one I want to play is what I've been talking about for more than a year now. The numbers are rigged. The numbers are lying to you. The people behind the numbers are lying. The CDC's messed up. We saw what happened in Florida. CDC inflated the numbers. They're not correct. The overall number of diagnoses and how they're diagnosed in this country is a farce. It's a joke. And the number of dead due to the Wuhan coronavirus is another joke. I've been telling you this all along, and now here it is, right out of the horse's mouth. No offense, Dr. Ezek, out of the top health official out of Illinois. Roll tape.
I just want to be clear in terms of the definition of people dying of COVID. So the case definition is very simplistic. It means at the time of death, it was a COVID positive diagnosis. So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if technically, if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's helpful.
Stop tape. So hear me. Okay. This is why my favorite phrase is figures lie and liars figure. This is a joke. This is a national joke. And there's a monetary reason behind this. Every diagnosis gets more federal money. Every diagnosis of the Wuhan coronavirus gets more federal money. Every death by COVID gets more federal money. This is a joke. And the joke's on us. Okay? So we have 610,000, 615,000, quote, dead from the Wuhan coronavirus. It's a phony number. What is the real number? I don't know. You tell me. You're in hospice and you die of cancer, but you happen to contract COVID. It's a COVID death. You fall out a window. They do an autopsy. You had COVID. It's a COVID death. Again, insulting to our intelligence. So what is the real number? Is it 300,000? Is it 100,000? Is it 50,000? We know the survival rate among children is virtually 100%. I hate to say that way, but I don't know how else to put it. It's virtually 100% survival rate among children. And frankly, under the age of 30, 99.99999, okay? We know that to be a fact. We know the overall survival rate, no matter what your age, is somewhere between 98.5 and 99%. I've rounded it up to 99%. So what is the real death tally? We'll never know, will we? Instead, we had the mainstream media mind-numbingly just reporting, oh, well, 600,000 people are dead and 300,000 died under Trump, or 400,000 died under Trump. Now, suddenly, Joe Biden's not killing people because it's a Democrat, a Marxist Democrat in the White House. They suddenly don't care about the death count. Yeah, we're living in the Disneyland quasi-Marxist society now. It is highly insulting to those of us who care and know the difference. Okay, so we know the numbers are fudged, and we know that the actual total number of cases of Wuhan coronavirus, death or no death, which is, last I checked, what is it in the United States? It's somewhere in the neighborhood of 36 million diagnosed cases of the Wuhan coronavirus in the United States. Okay, 36 million, 600,000 dead. So we know that the 600,000 is a phony number. How do we know the 36 million's phony? Well, guess what? On the CDC website, I talked about this a couple weeks ago, but maybe it got overlooked, and I want to repeat it. The CDC is now recommending to clinical laboratories that they change their PCR testing. Okay? Why are they recommending that? Well, here is why. The CDC encourages these laboratories to consider adoption of a multiplexed method that can facilitate detection and differentiation of SARS-CoV-2 and influenza viruses. Did you get that, ladies and gentlemen? This time, the CDC is asking these PCR tests to differentiate between COVID and the flu. Yeah. Yeah. People were wondering why a year ago at this time, suddenly there were no influenza cases registering on the CDC website. They went to effective zero. Why is that? Did influenza just go away? No. It's because we counted the influenza with the COVID numbers. Again, the bogus numbers. And by the way, the 36 million are people getting the test over and over and over and over and over again. And the test being run over and over and over and over again. It's not an accurate number by any means. What's the real number? Is it 10 million? Again, we're talking over a year and a half period here. 10 million infected with the Wuhan coronavirus over a year and a half? And we shut down the economy? And we shut down people's ability to breathe? This is constitutional insanity. Again, stick with me here. I'm funneling in a direction, and the direction is how you fight back. But first, I want to torture you with, how long is this soundbite from Dr. You-Know-Who? 1 minute, roll tape.
Dr. Fauci, do you agree with Randy Weingarten, the head of the largest teachers union in the country, who came out yesterday and said, yes, teachers should be vaccinated inside schools? Do you think they should be mandated to be vaccinated?
Yeah, I'm going to upset some people on this, but I think we should. I mean, we are in a critical situation now. We've had 615,000 plus deaths, and we are in a major surge now as we're going into the fall, into the school season. This is very serious business. You would wish that people would see why it's so important to get vaccinated. But you're not going to get mandates centrally from the federal government. But when you're talking about local mandates, mandates for schools, for teachers, for universities, for colleges, I'm sorry, I mean, I know people must like to have their individual freedom and not be told to do something, but I think we're in such a serious situation now that under certain circumstances, mandates should be done.
Stop tape. So, Dr. Fauci exposes who and what he is. He's a Marxist. He's a communist. I know people like their liberty, but you know they're going to have to give up their liberty. Screw you, Fauci. You can go with Arnold and hang out at the Nazi death camps where you belong. Fauci is nothing more than a modern-day Mengele. I'm sorry, but that's what he is. He's enjoying this garbage. He's getting off on it. He's getting off on the power. He's getting off on going on TV and saying, sorry, you got to wear a mask. Sorry, you don't got to wear a mask. Sorry, you got to wear a mask. Sorry, you need to get a vaccine. Sorry, it's really not a vaccine. Sorry, you got to give up your liberty. You know what, Dr. Fauci? If this reporter, you want to call him that, had any huevos, shall we say, a spine, he would say, hey, Dr. Fauci, what about this report that Pfizer vaccine is only 42% effective against infection in the month of July? What do you say about that? And what do you say about this study, Dr. Fauci, that the most highly educated Americans are also the most vaccine hesitant? What would you say to that, Dr. Fauci? Or how about this? How about this out of the Liberty Council? Well, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Okay. That's the buzzer means I got to shut up. We got to fight back. Okay. It's not just what we're doing here, having a conversation. And this is, I consider a conversation, even though it's kind of a one-way conversation. We have to be fighting back with the tools that are available to us. If you have a lot of money, sue. Sue the daylights out of Fauci. Sue the daylights out of the CDC. Sue the daylights out of your school board. Sue the daylights out of this teachers union. Whatever you want, do it. You got a lot of money. You don't got a lot of money, there's other things we can do. We can let people who are maybe smarter than us handle the lawsuits. Like this attorney, Michael Green in Hawaii. I want you to listen to this soundbite. Roll tape.
For someone to tell you, if you don't put something in your body, and no one is positive what it's going to do by way of a vaccine, whether young people that want to become pregnant, what it does to them, to older people, to children who've died after having this vaccine, to tell you have to do it or you can't pay your rent, you can't feed your family, that's a bunch of crap. I don't see the little guy in my lifetime being walked on. Because when they walk on you, pretty soon they work their way uptown to the doctors and lawyers who have money, and they have some clout. There's a lot of politics involved in here. This lawsuit, this injunctive relief, probably will be filed in federal court. I have a lot of friends in circuit court, but I don't necessarily want the ones that have been appointed by the governor to make decisions on what happens in your lives.
All right, stop tape. You get the picture here. So this is attorney Michael Green. I hope it's a class action lawsuit that he's filing so you can jump on board. We can jump on board. So let's keep an eye on that. Michael Green out of Hawaii. Write it down. Michael Green out of Hawaii. He's filing for injunctive relief. Beyond is going to be a federal court. So it's beyond just the 50th state there. All right. This is on behalf of all Americans. I hope it's going to met out that way in the court system. And I hope that 170 million Americans can sign on to it. But this is one way to fight back. Now, I want to give you some more tools. The Liberty Council and America Frontline Doctors have resources on their websites. You can go there. I've mentioned them before. I'm mentioning them again. The Liberty Council and the American Frontline Doctors. I was mentioning the Liberty Council won a case against the university, Loyola University, that they had a shot mandate. And Loyola won relief on behalf of students there. So these are small battles that can be won. And they need to be fought on behalf of liberty-loving Americans. Again, whether you have had the vaccine or not, you need to stick with the side of liberty. Shoulder to shoulder with liberty. Your choice to get the vaccine, don't force it on anybody. Okay? The so-called vaccine. Remember, it's not a vaccine. It's an experimental medical device. And if the FDA gives it full approval, it's still a medical device. It's not a vaccine. We're just going to remove the word experimental. DougBillings.us. DougBillings.us. DougBillings with an S .us. He has on his website letter templates. There are 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 letter, mask letter template for adults, mask letter template for children in school, employee letter addressing discriminatory policies, active duty, this is for the military now, we know what the rogue defense secretary is about to do and impose on our troops. 50% of the Marines said no to the jab. Active military letter for the jab. Vaccine public letter, so he's got 9 on here. Go to this website, it's a resource. Sign on to any class action lawsuit defending liberty, defending people's choices to not get the jab. It's very important that we don't just say, hey, yeah, I'm going to fight back on social media. It's not enough. We have to take advantage of the resources we have. And I want you to remember something. In a time like this, it may seem like you're overwhelmed and you're all alone. You're not. You're not all alone out there. That's why I keep throwing that number out there, 170 million Americans, no jab, but maybe 50, 60 million Americans who are patriots, who got the jab. So we're the majority, ladies and gentlemen, in this country. The people who have not had the jab for the Wuhan coronavirus and X amount of people who have had the jab for the Wuhan coronavirus combined, we are the majority. We are the liberty-loving majority. And we've got to stick together, and we've got to get proactive. This is unprecedented times, but unprecedented times call for unprecedented measures. Joining me now is conservative activist, a well-known face now, and brand ambassador for Rise PAC, Scott Pressler. Scott, you're traveling around the country. You're doing literally God's work. You're doing constitutional work on behalf of all Americans. You're meeting and greeting a lot of Americans. I want to talk to you about a few things in particular you're doing. One of them, of course, is registering new voters. And that's part of what Rise PAC is all about. Can you kind of tell me what you've been doing in terms of registering new voters and the goal of Rise PAC?
Absolutely. So yes, I'm the brand ambassador for Rise PAC. And our mission is to register thousands of new Republican voters. Just by the end of 2021 alone, our goal is to register 25,000 new Republican voters. And what we're doing is a lot of people say, Scott, why are you coming to New York? You know, go to Florida, go to Ohio. And I want people to understand that we are focusing on voter registration strategically. I'm currently on Long Island in Great Neck. Now, this is Congressional District 3, which is currently represented by Democrat Swazi in the House. And I want people to know that this work that we're doing with Rise PAC is going to directly impact the 2022 midterm elections. And Congressional District 3 is one of our top targets because we only need 5 seats to flip the House from blue to red. Right. So the work we're doing is going to impact 2022.
This is very intelligent way to approach this, right? You target it. This is what the Democrats, the Marxist Democrats have been doing. They target certain races. They targeted races in 2020. They targeted certain counties in 2020. And look how things turned out, although there was a lot of nefarious going on behind the scenes as well.
Yes.
We're also encouraging people. And I think this is very important. This is what I've been saying now for quite some time. And that is, you know, you can support great candidates like you're trying to do on the national level. But if people really want to get their fingernails dirty and get involved and do important work, do it at the local level, school board, city council, supervisor. This is what you're encouraging right now.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, as a private citizen, because I wear many hats, I've been traveling across the country. This year alone, I'm going to 28 states. And since March, I've been training moms, dads, veterans, business owners, how to run for office at the state and local level. Yes, Congress is important. Yes, taking back the House and Senate are important. However, if we want to be forward thinking and look 40 years into the future, then that means that we need to take over our school boards. And especially if you at home, if you are concerned with having the liberty and freedom to choose whether or not you want to wear a mask inside of a business, or whether or not that your student, your child, should have to be masked at school for in-person learning, then that means that you need to make your voice heard, not only to your school board members, not only to your city council members, and make sure that you communicate to them how you want them to proceed, but that means that you need to make your voice heard at the ballot box. So every single one of you needs to get registered to vote at your current address. Make sure that you are voting in the upcoming November New York elections. And also, I encourage you, fill out the paperwork, put your name on the ballot, run for school board. What have you got to lose?
Well, not only that, Scott, is that this is what the Marxist Democrats have done so well. They've used the school boards and the city councils and the supervisors, even the HOAs, you know, in the communities, the HOAs, as a springboard to the higher office, to the federal office. And that's exactly what you're talking about. If you want to fix it 40 years down the road, you got to start here right now at the school board level. It's crucially important. This is a very important message, and you're doing God's work. Now, when you talk to people about what's going on, you mentioned masks. and the so-called vaccines and all these mandates that are out there, I would imagine you're encountering a lot of angst and a lot of upset people that are being pushed around, feel like they're being pushed around by government and governmental agencies. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, I want to make it very clear. What we're seeing from the government right now is authoritarian. It is dictatorial. It is force, coercion, mandates, which is the opposite of liberty, freedom, and choice. And ultimately, that's what I'm fighting for as a Republican, as a conservative. I believe in liberty, freedom, and choice, not mandates, coercion, and force. And so this is bipartisan in the efforts that we've been seeing, Democrats and Republicans alike. We believe that you should have the choice, not the government, for how to live your life. And so that means that people need to get involved. For example, I'm going to be at the protest at Gracie Mansion this Sunday, the 15th, and we're going to let Cuomo, the disgraced governor who is resigning, we're going to let de Blasio, we're going to let our legislators, our city council members, our school board members hear our voices together as a team that we believe in choice.
Good for you. And if folks want to help you out, maybe want to donate to the PAC, maybe want to be called to one of your rallies, what's the best website to go to?
Please go to rise-pac.com. Again, that's rise-pac.com. We're working in Queens. I'm living in Astoria. We're working in Great Neck, Nassau County. We're working in Suffolk County and Ronkonkoma. We're going to be there tonight with the Long Island Loud Majority. And then we're doing a door knock tomorrow. See, what we're doing is we're focusing on likely Republican unregistered voters. Everybody else, the Republican Party, they only focus on the electorate that's already registered. The work that we're doing is groundbreaking, and that we are growing the electorate. We are adding to the pie.
Rise-pack.org?
Rise-pack.com.
.com. Rise-pack.com. Scott Pressler, thank you. God bless you. Keep up the great work.
Hey, thank you.
So remember, we are the majority here. Liberty-loving Americans are the majority. Don't feel overwhelmed. Your neighbors who may have had the jab may also embrace liberty. They may have made a mistake. They may have vaccine remorse. They may feel better. They may want to go on a cruise. Yet I'm hearing the cruise lines, even though you've had the so-called vaccine, you're still going to have to wear a mask. So what good did that do you? Huh? This is insanity. We've got to stand up for our rights. We've got to stand together, vaccinated, so-called, or not jabbed. Stand up for the rights. Stand up together. Remember, you're not alone. And remember, you have resources out there. DougBillings.us. DougBillings.us. Liberty Council, American Frontline Doctors, winning little battles that are important battles to win. And if you had the resources yourself, like this Michael Green in Hawaii, go for it. Sue the hell out of these. Sue their pants off. But we've got to stick together and push back in any way possible. Join a class action lawsuit. Go down to the school board. Give them hell. Tell them you will get rid of them from a constitutional get rid of perspective. Not the Cuomo kind. We're 170 million strong in this country, ladies and gentlemen. We're not insane. We're smarter than the average bear, and we've got to stick together and push back against this attack, this outright frontal attack on our liberty. This edition of the Ledger Report is on its way to the Archives Library of Congress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm Graham Ledger, and remember, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.